Welcome to A Course in Miracles, Living the Love, Walking the Talk with Reverend Jennifer Hadley. Get ready to focus on your intent to be the love, be the peace through practical application. Here is your host, Reverend Jennifer Hadley.
Thank you for joining with me, Transcending Time and Space. My topic today is true prayer, which I take from the Song of Prayer, that pamphlet, that addendum, that booklet that accompanies A Course in Miracles, called one of the supplements. And prayer is very much on my mind because on Monday, April 22nd, I start my Prayer Power class, which I do every year, and I love it so much. And if you'd like to get a taste of Masterful Living, consider signing up for my Prayer Power class. Speaking of prayer, let's jump into prayer right now. I place my hand on my heart. So grateful, so thankful that prayer works, that prayer is powerful, that we can transform our lives through the power of prayer. So grateful to give up any idea that God is mysterious or that spiritual principle is confusing. So grateful to anchor ourselves in the truth, remembering the truth, valuing the truth. So grateful to place our trust and faith in love, in spirit, in truth, and to give up the habit of placing our trust and faith in our opinions, our judgments, our perceptions, our complaints and criticisms, anything that could block the flow of love. We're handing it over right here, right now. We're opening ourselves to new experience of the truth that is transformative and healing and nourishing. We accept it as already done in the mind of the infinite, so we let it be, and so it is. Yes, sharing the benefits with everyone because we're one with them. So grateful. Yes. My cat Sattva just came to look at me. He's like, "Oh, are you praying? What's happening?" My dog Bodhi is sitting beside me, or sort of napping beside me. Bodhi and Sattva. Bodhi always knows when my Zoom classes are done because I go into prayer. She also knows when they start. She's like, "Oh, okay, I see what you're doing. I know this drill. I know this. It's fun." Yes. And so true prayer is what it talks about in the Song of Prayer. And I love this supplement, the Song of Prayer. And I love talking about prayer, thinking about prayer. I love prayer itself. I have literally transformed my life, my being, my consciousness through the use of prayer. And I, as you may know, if you're a longtime listener of this podcast, I'm sure that you know that I was raised up in the Agape community when I began to take classes there, what back in the 90s we called Science of Mind 1, 2, 3, 4. And so we were taught to pray in the Science of Mind way, which is an outgrowth of the teachings from Christian Science, right? Emma Curtis Hopkins was the teacher of Ernest Holmes. Emma Curtis Hopkins, the student of Mary Baker Eddy. Mary Baker Eddy, the student of Phineas Quimby, and me, the student of all of them. Yes, I love those New Thought teachers and the history of New Thought. Don't get me started. And here's one of the things to know about prayer. You know, I might just quote a little Goldsmith. Yeah, oh, I'm feeling that coming through. Love me some Joel Goldsmith. High five to all my Goldsmith brothers and sisters. The Infinite Way teachings and all of that. So beautiful, so helpful. Yeah, and of course, Eric Butterworth. Love the teachings of Eric Butterworth. I used to go, the great unity minister, thinker, teacher from the New York, where I used to live. I used to walk down on a Sunday morning from the Upper West Side down to Lincoln Center to listen to Eric and Olga Butterworth. And Eric, very, very clear thinker, very clear thinker. I remember, so back then, I often would go for a long run on Saturday. I was a runner, and I'd run in Central Park, which I loved and did for many years. And then Sundays, I would walk down, so it'd be like a 30-block walk, mile and a half, not such a long walk. But I loved walking down from 98th Street, 98th and Broadway, down to Lincoln Center. And I'd get some endorphins going during that long walk. I'd often walk with my friend Marie and meet up with some friends there. And we would go to listen to Eric and Olga. And they were great prayer practitioners, great thinkers of new thought. And it would just wash over me. I'd be in a dream state sometimes, listening, taking it in at the deepest levels. And I loved going to services at Lincoln Center with the Butterworths, because also it was such a great mix of people. So you would see an absolute rainbow coalition there of people interested in God and living in accordance with the truth. So you'd see people of all ages, all races, and all persuasions. So you would see black and white women with blue hair, because they were older and doing that blue hair thing. And then you'd have young people with blue hair, black and white people. So I loved that diversity. I always feel home at home in the rainbow there. And I love to be in an environment where people are speaking the word of prayer in a powerful, powerful way. And so in order to speak the word in a powerful, powerful way, it's not about the words that we say. It's about where we are in our consciousness, where we are in our mind. So in the song of prayer, one of the things that it says there is that the true prayer asks for nothing. True prayer asks for nothing. And it's so important. In the Song of Prayer, it says, prayer is a stepping aside, a letting go, a quiet time of listening and loving. It should not be confused with supplication of any kind, because it is a way of remembering your holiness. Why should holiness entreat being fully entitled to everything love has to offer? So this is the crux of it that we must be willing to understand. Course in Miracles tells us there's nothing outside of us. So there's nothing outside of us, nothing in addition to us, nothing in opposition to us, nothing in conflict with us. There is no conflict from the outside, no matter how it appears. Nothing is outside of us, because we are one with all. So if we believe that there's something outside of us, we are mistaken, and our mind will generate all manner of confusion based on that one conflict. So being every prayer, and as long as we have conflict in our life, every prayer needs to include the willingness to give up the root causes of conflict. So all, and of Course in Miracles is very clear, all conflict arises from saying you want the peace of God and choosing something else. So what the Song of Prayer makes very clear, and I'm so glad for this supplement, it's 100% in alignment with what I was taught as I was being trained to be a Science of Mind prayer practitioner, is that since our mind is the mind of God, if we're experiencing something in the world that we wish were different, we must change our mind about the world. Seek not to change the world, but to change your mind about the world. That's teaching of A Course in Miracles, completely in alignment with the Science of Mind teachings. So that's why when I came to A Course in Miracles, it made sense to me, because I had been deep diving into the living the Science of Mind teachings, taking it into my heart, getting it out of my head and into my heart. That was the journey for me. So it was Lao Tzu who had that famous quote, "The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step." And somebody else, I can't think of who, the biggest journey is from your head to your heart. That's the most challenging journey, from your head to your heart. And I can attest to that for sure. So the Song of Prayer is inviting us into the awareness that everything has already been given to us. That's what it says in the Course. Ask and it is given, because it already has been given. There's nothing outside of us, so there is no distance for us to travel. So nothing is outside of us. Seek first the kingdom which is within, and all else will be added unto you. When we are willing to recognize that what the Course says is true, that we are the kingdom of God, we are the treasure of God, that the treasure is on the altar already. Where is the altar? It is our heart. So that's where we look to discover the treasure. And when we look there, everything is added unto us. So when we recognize that the treasure is that our mind is the mind of God, our life is the life of God, our heart is the heart of God, and our brothers and sisters are as much a part of God as we are, and that all are perfect, regardless of the behavior, regardless of the stinking thinking, all are perfect. Everything that is stinking is an illusion. The truth is that we couldn't be any more perfect, we couldn't be any more holy, and the willingness to accept that heals all illusions and delusions that appear to be contrary. So the secret of true prayer is to forget the things you think you need and the things you think you want, and to stop thinking that something is wrong or missing or should be different. Instead, our true prayer is to accept what is and to recognize that everything works together for our good. So even those things that are super challenging, like rape and incest and what seems like betrayal, all of that, it will work together for our good if we allow it. So what pops into my mind is Nelson Mandela. 25 years sitting in a jail cell. When he was jailed, it was because he was trying to foment, he was fomenting a revolution, an uprising, and he believed that violence was the answer. Violence was the way to the transformation needed in South Africa. Totally understandable, and yet not correct. So think of Gandhi, think of King. So Gandhi knew, because he was a student of the Bhagavad Gita, and he was a student of the New Testament. Many people don't know that, but Gandhi said the greatest teaching was the Sermon on the Mount. And so if you think of that, if you study that, you will understand what Gandhi understood, and those key teachings in the Sermon on the Mount are profound, and they are life-changing if you decide to live them. The Sermon on the Mount is where the Beatitudes come from, and we may not know what the Beatitudes are, but we do. It's the ones that say, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." And so the message in the Sermon of the Mount is that those who are pure of heart will know themselves. There's more to the Sermon on the Mount and the Beatitudes. I'm not going to go into a deep dive on that right now. But, and by the way, I think one of the very funniest scenes in the movie Life of Brian, which is Monty Python's hilarious story of Jesus, except it's Brian instead of Jesus. Jesus is, and I love the bit from the Sermon on the Mount where you're at the back of the crowd and people are saying, "Did he just say, 'Blessed are the Greeks'? Why the Greeks? What's so special about the Greeks?" And then, "Blessed are the cheesemakers." "Oh, I think he means all dairy products," or something like that. It's hilarious. If you've never seen Life of Brian, I do encourage you to watch it. It's quite funny. And especially remember that the teachings of Jesus were called the Way. And after he was crucified, his followers, like the Marys and their families and friends, they were teaching the Way. So, and when Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," as I understand it, he meant the I am is the way, the truth, and the life. Not that he was the way, the truth, and the life, but I am is the way, the truth, and the life. Anyway, little things about that. So in the teachings of Jesus, it's seek first the kingdom. It's pre-installed. Don't look outside yourself. And that's the message of A Course in Miracles. Look within you. Don't seek for love, but look within yourself to where you have built up obstacles to love and remove the obstacles to love. Now, how do we do that? We invoke the Holy Spirit and we say we're willing to remember the truth. So the secret of true prayer is to forget the things you think you need and not to ask for stuff to be given to you. Don't ask for a healing. Don't ask for things. No supplication. No bowing down, and because we are the power and the presence and the love of God. We're not the totality of God. God is the all in all, but we are part of it. And so in a holographic universe, all the whole is contained in every part. And so this is the message of Jesus. You know, seek that within you and everything will be added unto you. So in order to seek the love of God within us, we look into our holy heart and we remove the obstacles to love that we have placed there, the false idols that we have placed on the altar. And in doing that, then we can see and know and feel and hear clearly what the truth is, what our divine nature is. So in order to feel worthy of the gifts of God, which are our very beingness, the gifts of God are peace, joy, freedom, wholeness, wisdom, clarity, the magnificence of God's infinite intelligence. These are the gifts that have been given to us. But if we are holding in our mind that we're not good enough, something's wrong with us, that there's something to be afraid of, that there's something in the world that is better than all of that, or more important to us than all of that, we are deluded. And when we're deluded, we will experience an illusion of separation, of not enoughness, of all the things that frighten us. It's all emanating from our awareness, our consciousness. So when we seek to know God, we come in the way that Jesus taught us. Just basically, Jesus says, just come to God. And lay everything that you think you are not, or you think you are, just lay everything on the altar. Release all attachments to being right, to being wrong, all of it. All the attachments you have about your brothers and sisters, all of it. All of your attachments about what's worthwhile and not worthwhile, give it all over to Spirit. And simply stand, in a sense, naked before God without all the attachments. So just, you don't have to supplicate. There's no need to bow down and supplicate. Everything has already been given to us. So we don't have to ask for anything. The secret of true prayer is to forget the things you think you need. True prayer asks for nothing. Because if we're asking for anything, we are absolutely convinced we don't already have everything. But if there's nothing outside of us, what are we asking for? What could we possibly be asking for? That's not already included. We have the all-inclusive package, right? Everything has been given. And the way to access it is through the mind, not through the world. So this is the thing. We too often value that which is not valuable. You see how everything in the Course, from the Manual for Teachers, Song of Prayer, all the lessons and the text, it's all saying the same thing over and over and over again in different ways so that we might begin to hear it clearly. And how do we learn to hear it clearly? It's just our willingness that we're more interested in hearing clearly the truth than we are in the stories that we have made up, that we are not good enough, something's wrong with us, we're bad, or someone else is. It's very simple. It truly is. And our willingness is the only requirement to access the fullness of it. We must be willing to look within and find the magnificence there, that what we're looking to find, we are looking with. What we're looking to find, we are looking with. Because our mind is the mind of God, and that's what we're looking for. And that's what we're looking with. I love it. I love it so much. It's time for me to take a break. If you're interested in my Prayer Power class, starts on Monday, April 22nd. Check it out. All the details at powerofloveministry.net. It's one of my favorite topics. I am so blessed to have the prayer teachings that I've had.
Thank you for tuning in for A Course in Miracles, Living the Love, Walking the Talk.
Welcome back. We're talking about true prayer and looking at the Song of Prayer teachings, that supplement to A Course in Miracles. And I was sharing about how Gandhi said that the Sermon on the Mount was his favorite teaching of all the teachings of God. So he was extremely devoted to the Bhagavad Gita, and he still felt that the Sermon on the Mount was his North Star in terms of spiritual teachings. And it is. It is. Let us choose to align with the divine and to recognize that we are here only to be truly helpful. And the most helpful thing we can do is to see things correctly, to see our brothers and sisters correctly, to see ourselves correctly. That is the message of the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount. And I think of the prayer of St. Francis, a very famous prayer, obviously. It does have supplication aspects to it, because it is what I call an asking prayer. And still, it's beautiful. It helped me a great deal. It helped me to really turn my mind towards placing my attention on what I knew would bring me the life that I desired. So, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. So in many ways, you could say this is a teaching from A Course in Miracles. The only thing that I would say in terms of, you know, it is an asking prayer, O Divine Master, grant that I may, and Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. So, for me, I started to work with it mentally, and Lord, I am an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, I sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. This is what I am doing with my life, because I am here to be truly helpful. That's the only thing, and I am willing. So it is a declaration of willingness. And then I would just oh, divine master, grant that I may not, I would say, that divine master, that's that higher Holy Spirit self, right? That's our true identity. And it's, I am not looking to be consoled. I'm looking to console. I'm not looking to be understood. I am looking to understand, to know, to truly know the truth everywhere in my life, everywhere in my awareness. I am here to love rather than to be loved. For it is in giving that I receive, to have, give all to all. That is my life. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. I understand that self-forgiveness is the way. And my brothers and sisters don't need to forgive me. I forgive myself. And there's nothing to hold against them because everything is working together for good because I allow it. I am willing to recognize that everything is working together for my good. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. I cannot die because I am eternal. So going back to Gandhi and King and Jesus, so these are three people who were teaching the world, still are teaching the world about true liberation. You cannot get there without your brothers and sisters. So what's the greatest thing that you can offer? Pray for them that despitefully use you. Pray for the people who are seeming to be the perpetrators of unhappiness and unlovingness. Pray for them to come into their right mind, because if you were so deluded that you thought it was okay to treat someone else poorly, wouldn't you want someone to pray for you? And so what is that prayer for our brothers and sisters? It is seeing them correctly. It is remembering they're not outside of me. They are part of me. I am part of them. And so my job, and this is Ho'oponopono, right? I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I always start it with I love you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And who am I talking to? Myself. Myself. I'm admitting I had the wrong view. I'm sorry. I had the wrong view. I forgive myself for being so interested in the wrong view. I used to be so interested in attack. Defend, attack, defend, attack, defend, attack, defend. It was the story of my life, most of my life. And now I really can understand there's nothing to defend and nothing to attack. There's just love to share. Now, as I always say, do I get frustrated? Do I get annoyed? Yes. Every day, something will irk me, might be very small, might be more substantial, but it doesn't last because I am not interested in holding on to it. I am interested in the correct view. And, you know, the whole thing of having no other gods before me, not having any false idols, not being interested in valuing the things of this world, that is freedom. That is freedom. It doesn't seem like it's freedom, but it is. And the willingness to recognize that is everything. So for me, probably the beatitude that most helpful to me, that continues to ring in my mind, but would ring in my mind day in and day out,
once I really started to get
how to go from being mean and judgmental and complaining to being truly helpful, the thing that really rang out for me in the Beatitudes is, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. They will be fed. And I deeply, deeply, deeply hungered for that righteousness. So what is the righteousness? Righteousness is right seeing. I am determined to see. So that was my prayer. And I learned from the teachings of the science of mind to go to God asking for nothing, but offering everything that stood in my mind, in my heart, between me and the perfection that was already given to me by my Creator. And so I learned to pray, as Jesus talks about, in secret. You know, just praying morning, noon, and night to know and remember and value the truth and to teach only the truth. So that's why when I have a thought that's not aligned with truth, I correct it. Even in this podcast, I'll say things that as it's coming out of my mouth and the words have landed and I realize, no, that's not it. Of course, for so long I was recording it live, a live broadcast on the Unity Network. And now I pre-record because there's no live broadcast. Whatever. I think that would be limiting for me in certain ways, and most people aren't going to listen live anyway. But so whether it's the pre-recorded or the live broadcast, if something comes out of my mouth that's not actually true, I will correct myself. I'm sure if you've been listening for a while, you've heard that. I think it's important to demonstrate this is how you do it. This is how you do it. You don't let it just stand. You say, oh, I was saying that I want this. No, I have this. I don't want it. I'd like it, but I don't want it. I don't need it. That's the correction that I make the most often is sometimes I'll hear myself say the word should. You know, should is usually just a judgment. But not 100% of the time, but a lot of the time. If you find yourself saying should, it's a judgment. And sometimes I'll use that word should and I'll correct myself. But other times it gives me something to think about. Anyway, don't need to get too down that hole. So the secret of true prayer is to forget the things you think you need. And that's the hard part. That's the hard part. Because the world is always teaching us we need the wider teeth. We need to be slimmer. We need to be taller. We need to be richer. We need to have better hair. We need to all of this stuff related to the body and the body's comfort. We need to be really healthy. We need to have this incredible vitality and all of that. So we are taught to try to get there through doing stuff in the world. And A Course in Miracles is telling us 100% of the time, open your mind to what's real and what's true. Open your mind to what's real and what's true. The body is a projection. Seek not to change the body, but to change your mind about your body. Seek not to change your family, but to change your mind about your family. Seek not to change your job, but to change your mind about your job. So when we hunger and thirst for righteousness, we're seeking to change our mind about the world. So I've talked about this before. In 2006, I completed my ministerial studies, and in 2007, started to record a daily prayer that I was publishing, because people would call me for prayer. They've been calling me for prayer for years. I completed my practitioner license and was licensed by the Agape International Spiritual Center in 2000. And that's when I began counseling people and became part of the ecclesiastical body of Agape as a prayer practitioner. And so I was really steeped in prayer through all of that. And in 2007, I started to record a daily prayer because someone said to me, I really wanted to call you in the middle of the night and get prayer, but I didn't want to wake you up. So this was back when I still had a landline. And it was my goddaughter's mother, and I thought, Spirit, what can I do? How can I be more helpful? And I got the clear insight of how to record a daily prayer and publish it in a way that people could call in and listen to it. So that was the beginning. I started to record a prayer every single day, and I would then, it would be on this phone number that people could call and hear the pre-recorded prayer. So people could put that number in their speed dial, and it's the same number now that it was then. It's area code 760-569-6005. And so I started to hand out cards with the phone number on it, and 760-569-6005. It's a Southern California number. And people would tell me, when I'm getting dressed in the morning, I listen to your prayer, and I just keep hitting replay, replay, replay for like a half an hour. And I used to be able to see the results of how many people listen to it every day and for how long they listen to it. And I would see, yeah, this person's listening. I mean, I didn't track those phone numbers or anything, but I could see, oh, these people are listening to it again and again. And I knew that what I was doing was valuable. It takes time, it takes effort, it takes a little bit of money, and yet I knew that Spirit had guided me to this in order to be truly helpful. So that's how I began to live my life. And then, I don't know, remember when it was, but some years ago, we started to put all the prayers into a podcast. Because I've recorded thousands of prayers. So 2007, now it's 2024. I've been recording a prayer almost every day, pretty much. I think I took a 2-week vacation at one point from it, and maybe once or twice I missed a day, but I don't miss a day anymore. I remember once I was in Thailand and I was very sick. It might have been challenging to get the prayer out, but it's not a problem. I can get that prayer recorded, and people listen to it on my website, powerofloveministry.net, along with the daily blog that I write. So I record a fresh prayer every day, and to go with the writing that I call it my daily shot of spiritual espresso. It's all free. Anybody can join it. Anybody can find the Prayer for Today podcast wherever you get podcasts. You can subscribe to it, and then you will literally be able to search thousands of prayers to find the prayer that most suits your need in that moment. Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness are sure to be fed. So I'm interested in offering a banquet. That's why I offer so many different classes on so many different topics, because to me, they're all the same topic, every single one of them. It's about answering that hunger and thirst for righteousness. It's all about the truth. Every class I've ever done, every blog I've ever written, it's all about valuing the truth, living in accordance with the truth. That is the thing that interests me, and nothing is more interesting to me than that. So if I am asking for something in my prayer, I am deluded into thinking that I don't already have it and that my mind is not the mind of God. So to me, every prayer is I'm willing to have clarity. And I'm willing to remember that my mind is the mind of God and that the kingdom that is within me, that altar heart space already has pre-installed perfect love, joy, peace, harmony, wisdom, creativity, beauty, wholeness, freedom, prosperity, abundance, all of the spiritual qualities. They are omnipresent, omniactive. They are my very life and being. That's what I am. I am harmony. I am peace. I am perfection. The I am that I am is all of that, with no bags of chips, just that. So the kingdom is within when we start to look for it there and stop looking for symbols, but actually go for the truth. Everything is added unto us because it already has been given to us. So if we're looking outside, if I'm thinking, you know, make a prayer for me to have this and to have that. No, I am thinking that those things will complete me, and therefore I'm also thinking I'm not complete already. And the only reason I think I'm not complete already is because I am thinking somebody else is not complete already. That they're better than me or they're less than me. And it's time for me to change my mind and go the other way. People are always saying, as I used to say, that they'd like to be more connected with God, more in tune with God, more in tune with the infinite. Oh, you hear that bell in the background? That's Bodhi, ringing, my dog, ringing the bell, saying, okay, enough of this God stuff. It's time for us to go for a walk. It's a beautiful day. Come on, let's go for a walk. Let's go. So I have to let her know we will go in a little bit. I trained Bodhi to ring the bell when she wants to go out. She's seeking outside of herself. So, let's say somebody says, oh, will you pray that I meet the perfect partner? Well, I understand you'd like to have more love in your life, more connection in your life. So let's pray about that. Let's pray about that. And maybe the answered prayer is not a specific person at this time. So let's lay that desire for the perfect person in your life to show up on the altar, and let's just open ourselves to a powerful life of love, of wholeness, of beauty, of magnificence. So many times I would counsel people and they're looking for the perfect partner. I ask them to describe the perfect partner. And I say, if that person was in the room with you in a party or a gathering, would they look across the room and see you and your current vibration and think, oh yeah, you're the one. Are you a vibrational match for that person? So maybe that person that you are looking for is not a vibrational match for you now, but maybe the two of you can come together with the both looking to heal your minds, and you can do that together and have a holy relationship. Maybe you'll stay together, maybe you won't. What does it matter if you have a holy relationship? Well, then people think, well, I want my relationship to last. I want to be married my whole life. But why? Why do you want that? Just laying it all on the altar, really being willing to say, that higher Holy Spirit self knows better than I do what will fulfill me. And this is what Jesus says in the lessons. He says, stop thinking that you know what you want, or stop thinking that you know what will make you happy, because you do not. And if we're honest with ourselves, have we not proved that we do not know what will make us happy? So instead of thinking that things in the world are going to make us happy, let us know that those who hunger and seek after righteousness, who are looking within, will surely find it, will be sure to be fed. And in that, there's joy, and there's love, and there's peace. This is my life. This is what I have done, and this is what I continue to do. And I can say that I only wish I had known sooner, except all the suffering and misery that I put myself through. Now I have so much compassion for people who are doing that. I don't regret a minute of it. It's perfect. And that's it. When the scales fall from our eyes, we see, oh, it was perfect all along. Everything works together for my good. So all the misery that I generated for myself, now I use it for good. And I have no regrets. Isn't that the answered prayer? I know that it is. So let's pray. We place our hands on our hearts, and we are grateful and thankful that love is where we are. The fullness of love is what we are. We are willing to remember and recognize this now and forever. We share the benefits with everyone because we are one with them. We allow ourselves to remember the truth and to be the living demonstration of God's infinite love. We let it be, so it is. Amen, amen, amen. I love you.